You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Please be advised that this podcast contains adult themes, including mild horror and violence. It may not be suitable for younger members of the audience.
Matilda?
Not dead then. Does anyone have the water gun?
It was empty. I left it on the steps.
What was that thing anyway? It was burning her.
The blood of Christ. Communion wine.
And you didn't save any for us, Mariella?
I need to stop. Just for a sec.
Me too. My leg hurts so bad.
We really shouldn't.
We can't. I can't stay long. Coming back so soon is dangerous.
Well, then why did you do it?
My bat broke. I knew something had to be really wrong.
Oh, get away from that wall.
The wallpaper.
It looks like there's someone behind it. Watch out, Rose. It's reaching for you.
My arm! It burns!
It's like a clock. I can't. Help me get it off of her.
There's an eye in the wallpaper.
Ow!
Whoa, easy, Mariella. Lean on me. I've got you. Damn it. She's gone.
The demon, too. But now he knows she was here.
Do you think she's okay?
I hope so.
The door at the end of the hall. That's my brother, James's room. We get to the attic through there. It's a pull-down ladder.
Just what I was hoping to hear.
Can you two even climb a ladder?
Doesn't matter if we can. We're going to. I don't know how much he can do to her in the real world, but we owe it to Rose to keep the demon's attention off of her, and I know just how we're going to do it.
How?
Let's get up there, and I'll show you.
Okay, sit on the bed a second, Mariella. I'll pull the ladder down.
Your brother really liked Jennifer Lopez, huh?
Yeah, for the music, of course.
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
Need any help, Cassie?
Nope. Just about. Got it. All right. Any volunteers to go first?
Clara, Pete, there you are.
Found this one trying to sneak a peek at the Lord.
Huh. Man, that takes balls. I get it, though. I'd love to just be in the same room as him. You know, feel his aura. I still can't believe we finally summoned him forth.
They think they summoned him?
What? You want the credit?
Well, no, but...
Shut up!
What was that?
Don't mind him. He's just embarrassed I caught him.
Yeah. Whoops.
So, you guys ready to go then?
Yep.
You need to get out of this, Phineas. Eventually, we're gonna realize you're not Pete.
I don't know, they seem kind of, like, dumb.
Pot? Kettle?
Pee?
Yep. Coming.
Nothing to worry about here, just going to blow up a retirement home.
Thor, Mina, we're going.
Oh, there are more? There are more, of course there are more.
Just relax.
Easy for you to say. You're not about to turn Gam Gam into a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Pete, you okay? You're talking to yourself a lot, more than usual, I mean.
Just asking the Lord to give us luck.
We don't need luck, silly. We have dynamite.
Move it or lose it. The fireworks wait for no one.
Oh, do you mind me sitting in the middle, Pete? Mina gets carsick and needs to be by the window.
Next to, Thor?
Is that a problem?
No, not at all. He's just such a big fella.
Lots of those around here.
Which is why he can't sit in the middle either? Honestly, Pete, what's with you today?
Just get in. She's getting suspicious.
You'd think at least one of them would wonder why he's keeping his hood up.
Let's just be glad they're not the inquisitive types, hmm?
Bit of a tight squeeze back here, isn't it?
Buckle up, everyone. I wouldn't want anyone to go flying once we hit the building. Need all the parts in place for the Lord to raise us again.
What?
Rose, wake up!
Burns!
I'm
burns.
Sorry, sweet.
Eve?
Yeah, it's me. It's me. You're okay. You're home. Slow down. Just breathe for a minute, okay? Come on. In and out. You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Was that screaming?
Rose, are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine. Just shut up a minute. Not you, Eve. Bridget and Gloria.
I figure. What the hell happened to your arm? Let me see that. Is that a burn? It looks like a...
handprint.
You didn't.
Unfortunately.
Oh, no.
What's wrong? What handprint?
The demon's mark. It caught me when I was in the dream.
We need to clean it, bandage it, and wrap it in a rosary. I'll call Father Dooley, he can bless it, and...
I'm getting the impression this is bad.
Come here, Eve. Sit down. It's gonna be fine. It means he's seen into my soul. He can find me.
He can take it. Once he's free, he'll be at full power, and he can claim anyone he's marked.
It won't come to that.
It might if he kills my uncle.
Not the time, Bridget.
Seems pretty relevant to me. Montgomery was getting ready to rip his eye out before they took Finn.
Hold on. Took Finn?
The cultists. He got out of the cabin and found my uncle, but the cult thought he was one of them, so they took him to kill old people.
We did hear the demon tell Montgomery. He wanted Ned's faith broken by tonight.
Damn. They're working fast. The demon is trying to sever the priest's connection to God. And using the cult to commit murder.
Turning one of God's chosen against him is one of the most heinous demonic acts. Doing so would definitely give him the power needed to complete the untethering. Is there any chance Bridget's uncle is more televangelist than genuine believer?
As if! Ned would make the apostles look like confused Sunday schoolers.
Bridget says no, which means we're officially out of time. We have to find them and wake the girls up.
You mean go there? To the demon?
You don't need to come. He's got my number either way, but he doesn't know about you.
Like hell I don't. I let you out of my sight for 5 minutes and you get yourself marked? And that was only in the dream. In the real world, you'd probably
be totally lost without you. You're not wrong.
Damn right I'm not.
I really do love a good girl power moment. Don't get me wrong, but we don't even know where they are. Physically, I mean.
Gloria's making a good point. We still need to find them.
Oh, right. Oh, right! Wait a minute.
You needed your tablet? I don't think they're gonna show up on Google Maps.
First of all, shut up. Second of all, I saw a lot of articles popping up about this small mountain town about an hour from here that's suddenly experiencing a spike in crimes. Violent ones.
Can you tell her now is not the time to start a true crime podcast?
The kind of crimes that might feed a sin-eating demon?
Exactly. If we start heading that way, maybe we can figure out where they are. And we know there are cabins, so it must be some kind of campsite. I can look into it while you drive.
Maybe we can see some road signs through Finn.
Bridget and Gloria are going to keep an eye out for signs through Finn. We might just pull this off.
Again, parade, rain, but what exactly is your plan once you get there?
We'll figure it out as we go. Come on, Eve, we got some packing to do.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Perfect.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Just a couple more steps, Annabelle. Here, take my hand.
Let me sit again. Sorry.
It's okay. Just, tell us what we're doing up here.
The pull string for the light is over your head.
From all the American movies I've seen, I was expecting more porcelain dolls and those sewing mannequin things.
Yeah, well, sorry to disappoint. Fishing rods and old clothes will have to do.
Do for what?
See that cookie tin by the window over there? Can you grab it, Cass?
I'm guessing it's not snack time, huh?
Open it.
Oh, tisk tisk. Naughty Mariella.
What is it?
Anyone want to smoke?
It was my stash when I was a teen. When I needed to get away from...
Where are you?
My stepdad.
Mariella!
Let's get away from the door, in case he comes up.
We can hide behind that pile of boxes.
He used to try to creep on me. When I told Mom, he... He killed my cow and skinned her in front of me.
Matilda?
Yeah. He said I'd be next if I didn't keep quiet.
Oh, Mariella.
He never laid a hand on me. James made sure of it even when Mom wouldn't. He protected me. Just like always. Give me the box. There should be matches in it.
We haven't found the letter yet. We need it for the book.
Mariella!
I don't have the book.
But we were supposed to be putting it back together with the letters.
I know. I'm sorry. I must have dropped it somewhere when we were running.
Damn it, Nadia.
I said I was sorry.
Oh, like you were sorry you summoned the demon?
I haven't heard you apologize once for your cousin bringing us a fake priest.
He didn't know.
I never should have let any of you in my house.
Shut up! This isn't you. It's the demon. He wants us to fight. Has the whole time. I know we're hurt and we're tired, but we can't give in.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell.
Me neither. I know you didn't mean to lose the book, Nadia. The last letter wasn't even on paper. We couldn't have put it in anyway.
I just want this to be over.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of running.
Oh my god, yes.
Same. Big mood.
Then why don't we burn this bitch down?
But the letter. And how will we get out of here?
Guess we better hope we've still got a guardian angel on our side.
Let's do it.
All right.
I hope this works.
There we go.
Everyone ready? One, two, three.
Oh, it's so hot.
And spreading fast.
Oh man, just like a prom queen's legs after the dance. Not a good time?
It's getting closer.
Maybe we didn't think this through.
Wait, on the floor. Does that look like
an L? The fire's in the shape of an L.
That did not sound good.
The floorboard.
So, how long until we get there? The old folks home?
Half hour or so. Why, you in a rush?
just eager to do the Lord's work.
Yeah, right on.
Phineas, don't answer. Just listen. Rose and Eve are on their way to find you. You need to look for street signs, landmarks, anything that would lead them to you.
Sure is a nice day to be blowing stuff up, huh, Mina?
She's just looking at him. Talk about stank face.
You know she's mute, Pete. And also she hates you. You're acting so off today. Look, we're all nervous, okay? But this is the Lord's will. And he'll bring us back even stronger once we prove our undying loyalty.
By dying?
That's not doubt, I hear, is it?
Don't worry, Chad. Pete will be fine. Won't you, Pete?
There's a sign coming up. What does it say?
Yep, just fine. Oh, hey, is that a sign for Big Bob's Burlesque and Crematorium? I've always wanted to go there. Hey, remind me it's off exit 6 later, okay, Thor?
Oh.
Wow. So convincing.
At least he got the exit number.
So, now what? They're still driving and Vince's still stuck in the car. Don't we need to, get him out before they run into the side of a building?
You need to stall them, Finn. At least until Rose and Eve are closer.
Shit. So, I was just thinking. We're going to drive into the home, right?
Yeah, straight in.
Right. And then, while we're still in the car, we're going to detonate it.
Yep. Got the detonator in the glove compartment all ready to go.
But the Lord needs us whole to resurrect us.
Yeah, and?
You're going to blow up the car with us in it. Don't you think that might, I don't know, blow us up with it?
But we're wearing our seatbelts.
That are made to withstand crashes, not explosives. All I'm saying is, maybe we should just pull over and talk this out a bit. Really, think things through. I'm sure there's a way.
Why are they all staring at him like that?
I don't like the way they're smiling.
That sounds an awful lot like you're questioning the Lord.
No, I just...
Oh, Phineas.
What did you call me?
Their eyes are all glowing. This is not good.
You've been a bad, bad boy.
I think I'm bleeding again.
Me too. How bad?
Liel can't kill us, so I guess not bad enough to die from.
Always a positive.
Oh. Hey, Nadia? Nadia, you okay? You look kind of, green?
Not jealous of the attention the other two are getting, are you?
This room we're in...
It's a bedroom, but no Jennifer Lopez posters, which means we didn't fall back down into James's room. We're not in Mariella's house anymore, are we? So it must be...
mine.
It looks just like I remember it from when I visited you when we were teens.
Yeah.
So, do we sit in here and wait for whatever the demon has in store to find us, or do we look for some matches already?
Welcome home, Nadia. You remember this room, don't you? Of course you do. You painted it, changed the pictures, rearranged the furniture, but it never changed, did it? Not really. Neither did you. These walls, a prison. You, the prisoner. How many nights did you lie awake thinking of all your failures, imagining an escape? And who offered it to you? Who was there for you when everyone else had written you off?
No, no, no.
We helped each other, didn't we, Nadia? Both trapped, both looking for a way out. We needed each other. We still do. You think those girls care about you? They only care about saving themselves. As soon as they think they're free, they'll turn on you, blame you. All of this is your fault, after all. I can get you out of here again, just like last time. All you need to do is say yes.
Nadia!
No!
Wait, come back.
Where do you think you're going? Nadia, why are you running? What happened?
The door. It keeps getting further away.
The whole room is getting bigger.
Stop! You're never going to get to the door. The more you run, the bigger it gets.
It's not real, Nadia. You have to remember that.
It's not real. This is a dream. It's his dream. I'm not back there.
This isn't real! You have no power over me!
Fine. Have it your way.
What?
What was that?
It came from under the bed. Something's moving.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
You've been listening to Episode 6, Something is Rotten in Denmark, of Calling Darkness, an Audio Drama Queens production. In order of appearance, Annabelle is played by Desdemona Howard, Cassie by Allison Brandt, Mariella by Victoria Wan, Nadia by Charlotte Narup, Rose by Aaron B. Lillis, Lialga by Graham Rowett, Chad by Matthew Bradford, Clara by Nicole Goodnight, Bridget by S.H. Cooper, Gloria by Gemma Amore, Phineas by Dan Zapula, Eve by Bonnie Calderwood Aspinwall, Stepdad by Ryan Philbrook, and Thor by Justin McCarthy. In order of appearance, Season 2 of Calling Darkness is written by S.H. Cooper, produced by Christina Manente, dialogue edited by Alexis Strope, with music composed by Dan Zapula. Visit the show notes to find out more about our cast and crew. Find us on Twitter at Calling Podcast or on Facebook. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time for Episode 7, Pretty Flies for a White Guy.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds?
What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.